So the next part I want to talk about, I'm going to bring back up Encoder. Take a look at some of the editing enhancements as well. And when this comes up, we'll go ahead and import a video that I have here, which is the intro from episode one, Stan. I sliced that out here for this demo here today.
It's amazing what you can do with technology.
Mm-hmm. And let's just go ahead and play this through. You gotta love that song, don't you? I tell you, it's just great. And once this comes up, I'm gonna start putting in some edit points. All right, so I'm gonna do an edit right there, and this is the button to do that. If I hover over the top of it, you can see it's gonna edit at the playhead. I'm gonna do a couple more of these. We'll do one right here, and we'll do another one, say, right here. And the thing I wanna point out now is over on the Clips tab, you can see each one of those clips that I just did an edit point at. And if you click on any one of these, it brings the playhead right to that spot on the line.
They're like bookmarks then.
Exactly, yep. And if you want to add a piece at the start of your video, another video there, you can click on the add source to the start. You can also right mouse click on this timeline. You can add source at the end. Let's go ahead and do that. I'm going to add source at the end. And let's go ahead and pick up, say, the butterfly video. And now we got both of those appearing in the right. And there's a brand new feature as well. If I go to the start of that butterfly video, you'll notice there's a new button here that you've never seen before, which is insert a video between those two. So this is a new feature in Encoder 3. And let's go ahead and do that, and then we'll go ahead and put in our ever popular and we'll just do the wildlife video here, all right, and throw that in. So now I've basically got all three videos in my clip line, on my play line here. And then you can juggle these around. So you could say, okay, let's make this first clip on the tool shed actually the one in the middle. So you hit the down arrow, and now it automatically changes those right in your editor. So some great stuff. So next up here, we've got some of our basic editing done. Let's go ahead then and start showing you a little bit more in terms of overlays. Like we saw that overlay of the video, right, of the webcam on the first one. How do you go about doing that manually if you want to go ahead and insert an overlay? So let's go ahead and do that. I'm going to go ahead and get rid of a few of these things here. And get rid of that one. And let's go ahead, and we got the wildlife up here in the beginning. And oh, by the way, when this is playing, if you hit this button here with the little bar next to it, that will advance one frame at a time. All right, and so you can kind of get precise location with that one. And so with the video overlay, what we'll do is we'll go over to the enhance area, and I'm going to go right back to the beginning here with our wildlife video for this. And under Enhance, you'll see an area here for visual overlay. So simply add a visual overlay. Now, the portion of the video clip that I'm on is the wildlife video, and I'm actually going to do an overlay with the wildlife video. Before I do that, I'm just going to put an edit point into the wildlife video here, and expand this out a little bit. I'm going to go like right about here toward the beginning, maybe right there, and I'm going to do a an edit. I'm going to go just a little bit further. I'm going to do an edit. One of the other things you can do is you can move over the top of that piece and then go ahead and delete that one piece. So now it's going to kind of go right from the horses riding, you know, into, you know, the birds flying shortly after that. Okay. What I'm going to do then is I'm going to add an overlay to this application. Basically, it's going to be the same video, and I'm doing this for a couple reasons. One is to show you that the original WMV file is untouched, all right? So everything we're doing here is separate from the original source, so you're not destroying or changing the source whatsoever. So, and then the second, of course, is you're going to actually see the timing differences between the two videos because they did some editing to the first one. So now, if I go ahead and play this through, you know, just like that, I mean, you got yourself an overlay. Now you'll see the synchronization is off a little bit, right? You'll start seeing the other animals in the big picture first and then seeing them second in the second picture.
Because you took that little piece out of the middle.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Nice.
And also, you have a volume control, right? So right now, the insert is set to zero on the overlay. But if you wanted the sound from that clip to come up, you can go ahead and increase that as well. Similarly, you can go ahead and add in a audio overlay. So let me go back over to clips. I'm going to go ahead and get rid of this overlay. I'm going to start with the tool shed video right here. And let's go to the enhance. We're going to go ahead and get rid of that that overlay. And let's go ahead and do a audio overlay next. So I'm going to go ahead and bring in the audio. What other song would I pick than the Toolshed theme song? The overlay here at the beginning of this. And we can go ahead and press the play button. And now you can see the volume indicator. We'll pump this up a little bit when it starts. Number five. So now you can hear it a little bit louder. And you can also see the green line. You can also see the green line added in for the audio overlay. So some really nice editing features. The last one I'll just point out in the pre-processing, and this is new, you can do volume leveling across your video. So do a pre-process the entire suite and kind of level out that the volume, and that's a brand new feature as well in Encoder 3 on the editing. How about that? Pretty nice, folks.
But I got to say, the Encoder 3 has really come a long ways from what I've seen in the past.
Man, it's
hustling right along.
And it's getting better. You know, wait till we get to presets, Dan. You're gonna love the presets piece. I mean, that's gonna be at the end.
These are all features that you're using when you're editing the videos that that we're creating for the Toolshed.
Absolutely. I'm gonna be using this more and more now when I'm putting all these shows together. So some additional nice capabilities is the smooth streaming. And smooth streaming is the Microsoft implementation of the adaptive streaming technology, and that's available as well now with Encoder. So you'll see in some of the profiles, when I bring them up in a little bit, there are some special streaming profiles. And basically what that allows the Silverlight client to do is detect what the bandwidth is that the end user is receiving the video at, and it will go ahead and automatically adjust the throughput rate according to the bandwidth that's available. So that's really nice, and you don't have to worry about, you know, what size am I going to have this thing going over the wire. It'll automatically adjust it. Of course, you do need to have, for Microsoft's implementation of that technology, Windows Server 2008 to stream it along with IIS 7. All right, so there are some new Silverlight templates as well that have come through with the Encoder 3, the Silverlight 3 templates, to be specific. And these are really great templates. So let's go ahead and bring in a video, right? We're going to go ahead and do a new job here. No, let's go ahead and bring in a video. What I'm going to bring in, Stan, for this is our SkyDrive tooltip from episode one. And it's only about 2 minutes long. And if I bring up the properties here, you could see it's about a 22 meg file. Mm-hmm. In the state that I created. Now I use Vegas Pro editing to pull all my multiple camera angles together and do my editing, and then I render it with that. But from that point forward, I have to do some additional work to get this to stream the way I want it to stream on the internet through Silverlight players, for example. And that's about what I'm going to show you right now, the additional touches. Because when I first started doing this on the Channel 9 videos, I was very frustrated, because here I did all this hard work of doing a high def, you know, quality production, because I'm, you know, tired of seeing videos that are like blurry, you know, on the internet. You know, we have the technologies for making these look really sharp and crisp
and great.
Clean.
It looked great when it was a postage stamp size.
That's right.
But then when you blew it up to full screen, it was all grainy.
Yeah, it was. And so that's what we're going to show you now. You know, we'll get into some of the encoding pieces. But first, what I want to do is show you some of the templates, right, that we got. So we'll go ahead and open this one up. And all I'm going to do is a couple things here. All right, I'm going to go over to the Output tab, and you have some thumbnail options, Best Frame, which is the first non-black frame to go ahead and create your thumbnail for the thing, or the first frame, or you have a custom choice there as well. But the thing I want to show you is the templates, right? So if you go down toward the bottom here, you can see you've got the Silverlight Gallery, you've got the default player. We're going to look at the default player here today. And in the preview, it was actually a working model. And there's the pause, play button. You can see it pause and play. And all these buttons actually work in the little preview, which is, I thought was kind of neat. And then you have an output directory specified where you're going to dump the job to once you do your encode. The only change I made to the default settings on this, I'm going to make it right here now, is under the bitrate. Instead of the size being custom or quarter, I'm going to go map it to the same size I had as my original source. I rendered it as 1280 by 720. And so you can see that come up. But everything else here is the defaults, right, that has come up with this encoder. I've got a constant bitrate setting here on the video up on top. And now I would normally go ahead and just hit the encode button, and then it'll go ahead and encode and then play up through the player. But rather than to spend several minutes waiting for it to code, encode, I have a Julia Child's approach here, and I'm going to go ahead and open up a job I did on Sunday night.
I smell something cooking.
You do, huh? Okay. And all I'm going to do now is press the encode button. This has the same settings, right, that we just did. And now, because I've already encoded it once, it's just going to go ahead and bring up the player. All right, so I'll save us a little bit of time. The player is phenomenal. What you can see here is you got the full screen playback. Right, so if I let the mouse go, this thing will just go out the full screen. As soon as you move the mouse back in, you get the controls. There's an option here for closed caption hearing. You also have, this is incredible, Stan. Look at this one, make player offline. Hmm. Oh, baby, finally we got an offline solution, right, for Silverlight through the use of this player. And then the last one here is show player in a separate window, so I can hit this. And I'll go ahead and start that video up in its own little player. There it comes up.
So next up, we have.
And there you see the player in its nature environment. So there are several enhancements in this. And of course, to end this thing with the icing on the cake, let me just go ahead and bring up my Explorer here and go out to our library that I created up on Sunday. This is the project right here. And take a look at that file size. You can see it right there, 11 meg, right? So it reduced 50% without me, busting a sweat whatsoever. And I had constant bitrate on there, not even variable. I might even see some additional with variable bitrate encoding as well. So you can start playing with these a little bit. But the thing I like is the default settings. In this case, you may, have different, results on your videos that you do. But I started out with one that was encoded for like a high def DVD that you would make. And this basically what it did was it throttled down, I dug a little deeper and I found out what it really did for me. It throttled back the bit rates, right? It didn't need to have that high of a bit rate level being streamed through Silverlight. It automatically throttled it back and it didn't lose any clarity, So now it will play smooth and my problem is solved.
So let me get this. So you decreased the file size almost in half, but you didn't lose any clarity.
Well, it's an improved experience, that's for sure, because the user is not going to be experiencing all that buffering going
right.
on. It's
right.
going to smooth out a lot cheaper. Yes, we have a question in front here.
So when I'm watching Netflix on my laptop, or if I'm just not watching it full screen on my big screen, the experience is much different than when I go full screen. So I'd like to improve upon that. Experience. I know that Netflix is also a Silverlight user.
Yeah, exactly. And that's really what some of the presets I'm going to show you next. It's a good lead in to let you do that. And we'll take a look at all the different preset options on the different encoding experiences for the different devices and different views. And so I should give you some money for that because it's a really good lead in there. Pay a dollar out of my pocket for that one, right, Stan?
So I think that we saw some evidence of that when we were re-encoding some of the earlier shows. We actually got a much better experience when you pull it to full screen. At first we got really grainy looking video, but then you re-encoded it and it improved it dramatically.
Yeah.
And also solved the buffering issues by having a smaller file size to deliver.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think the file size is different, and then also there was the buffering. How far ahead is it buffering? And some of the Silverlight players are real nice. You see that buffering line. And when that buffering line is way ahead of the play line, that's a good thing, right? So, because that means it's already downloaded and it's just playing straight through. So that's really what your goal is, right, when you go ahead and stream these. All right, so the final piece to this demo, I'm just excited about this because this, I think, is what makes it a lot easier, is the presets up here on top. You can see what you have here are several different groupings. Now, as I indicated once before, When I first started using Encoder 2, and I went in there, I was completely lost because I had no idea what, you know, the differences were between CBR and VBR and then the buffer window and the frame rate. And it's a painful thing to try to figure out each one of these and see what the end result is because it takes a long time to build each one. It's not like an instantaneous feedback thing. You got to try it, you got to render it, and you got to see what it looks like. And I think the presets will help this immensely, Stan, in coming up with a good initial set of settings. You can always go in and tweak and tune it, right, once you have it. But the goal of the presets is to give you a nice set of settings, for lack of a better word, that you are initially presented with, depending on how you want to encode. For example, I'll drill down here. We're going to take a look at the encoding for devices. If I go out to the MP4, now you can see some different devices there, those ones that begin with the letter I, and these other ones here that are Zune. Then you got a Zune high def as well. And so if you go ahead and select one of these and press apply, now you see all the changes made right down below to apply that particular piece of technology. The other thing that we could do here is kind of use a speed search right up on top. I can do maybe streaming, all right, if you're interested in doing some streaming. So these are all the ones that have streaming in it. Typically, when we do these desktop recording stand or screencasts, you're typically in 1024 by 768. So I could type in screen, and now all the ones that have the screen setting come up. So here's the one for VC1 screen encoding, and if you hover over the top of these, you can actually see the path that kind of got drilled down for you automatically, encoding Silverlight, that said VC1 variable bit rate, VC1 screen encoding, and if you look at the size on the outputs on there, sure enough, it's 1024 by 768. The presets, I think, alone is a huge improvement, you know, over, you know, usability with the prior release of this, and something I'm really excited about. So what do you think? One other thing, Bill, you got to mention or add on that?
Yeah, so some of the new templates that are in there, they're all built on top of Silverlight 3. And so they're using the C# and the Zap format for the player. The other thing that you get out of that is that the new hardware acceleration that's built into Silverlight 3, you get to take advantage of that for video, especially when you're going full screen. You're going to be using a lot less CPU to actually run the video and play back the video because it's taking advantage of the hardware.
So we've got a community event here. Thank you very much, Bill, for providing that additional insight. Also, one other thing I did want to mention is the Silverlight skins or players that you see here are editable in Expression Blend. So they're just all XAML-based, so you can go ahead and tweak those and you know, make your own custom skins if you want to as well for players. And so we've got complete flexibility there as well.
And the application itself is WPF-based now, isn't it?
Yep,
and
that's right.
That's why you get the live preview and the little tool windows and things, because it's actually showing you actual video down there.
So out of curiosity, how many are going to go download Expression Encoder here when they get home? Show of hands. All right. Thank you very much for that demo. Appreciate that.